Been on the call on today's show with Zach Frewink, city administrator in Rhinelander, former mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. And I think the last time, well, we talked a little bit via text and on the phone, but one of the last times prior to that we had talked was when I was still doing the Up North News podcast with Pat Kreitlow, who also his show premiered today, the Up North News show, I think is what they're calling it. And with Kirk Bangstad, and we were talking about PFAS, and I think like in the second week of our show, As Goes Wisconsin, we had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on talking about some of the successes that they've had with their new water filtration system that's going to help a lot in Wausau when it comes to having safe water for people to drink. And the topic when you were on the show was PFAS. And so it's obviously an issue everywhere. I mean, I think in general, Wisconsin, for all of our fresh water, whether it's CAFOs or PFAS or lead pipes, like, we have some water issues that we need to work on. And so what has been some of the initiatives you've been involved with trying to still have fresh, clean water that people can drink?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You know, municipalities everywhere are charged with delivering clean and safe drinking water. And in Rhinelander, it was something that I did not experience in my time in Wisconsin Rapids. Amongst all the issues of similarity, PFAS was one that was not of similar concern. In Rhinelander, prior to me, two of our drinking wells were suspended due to the discovery of PFAS in our water supply. And so, you know, Rhinelander can confidently say that our water supply is PFAS-free. Something that many places can't say, either because they've not done testing yet or are concerned about doing the testing, or unfortunately don't have an alternative supply. And as you mentioned, it's an everywhere concern. It's literally going to encounter many of, if not the majority of Wisconsin drinking water supplies, potentially in some fashion, because of our manufacturing history, that many of the manufacturers in Wisconsin have used some variants. And I think what's wild to me is that there are over 4,000 varieties of this PFAS concern. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. And so I think, you know, from a city planning standpoint, where you're going to place your drinking well, there's a lot of background and search that goes in to making sure that the water supplies are safe and secure on a number of levels. And now more so because of PFAS. It's an incredible chemical that can travel incredibly well within water supplies. And you mentioned surface water. You know, Wisconsin's got a tremendous amount of surface water, whether it's rivers or lakes. The potential encountering of PFAS is quite interesting. You know, it's in our fish, it's in deer. So in a lot of the ways we as humans consume, it's a huge threat to public health in many ways.
And so I saw last month, I think even maybe just as last week, Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced a lawsuit against the polluters of PFAS in the city, in the state. And I don't know where that will go, but when it comes to, I feel like there's two parts of this. There's the cleanup. And what's done is done in the amount of chemicals that are in the water that are traveling, and how you deal with what's already in there. And then there is the regulation of not these companies not putting more in. And what has there been any progress really there as far as like stopping the contributions of PFAS to the water supply? Or is it still just kind of, we're cleaning up what we can, but there's been very little success on altering how these companies work so that they're not continuing to pollute water?
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, because the chemical is truly incredible, it has some very, very incredible properties. It is so prevalent. And unfortunately, you know, there are manufacturers and companies that are still using PFAS variants in some of their food packaging and some of those concerns. And so I think, you know, as humans, the key is to reduce our consumption of those. But if you don't have an alternative in the case of drinking water or some of the food products that we consume, there's a concern there. I think we'll see. It'll be very interesting to see where that lawsuit goes at the state level. Many states have also, Michigan and others have also, Minnesota sued those same companies. So there's some precedence in terms of that. Our hope, though, is from a municipal perspective, you know, we have the charge of making sure our water supplies are clean and safe. But the challenge is financing to get there is generally of rates, right? We don't want to raise all the rates to think about our remediation needs as well. So that's a state concern across municipalities.
Well, and that's what I'll say it so you don't have to. That's what I find so infuriating is that financially cities that are already strapped are on the hook for cleaning this up. And there's been no added regulation to get these companies to be somewhat responsible for being the people who put it in there, being the responsible party for what put it in there in the first place. Because I know, you know, the money that at least how Wausau dealt with it was largely came from being all of the American Rescue Plan, and some of the money that came in, like an unprecedented amount of money that it got distributed throughout the state for different projects and how the different cities decided to use it. But that probably isn't going to happen again in a long time.
No,
and so being able to do what's right by your residents, but where's the money going to come from? Because it's not going to be free. It's not an easy fix. It's going to take implementing or installing a filtration system or just giving bottles of water because that's what French Island did for a while, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city of Rhineland and La Crosse were successful in getting a federal earmark through Senator Baldwin's office and the passing of the federal budget last fall. But you're right. You know, we were very unique in that regard. And to get a federal earmark is a moonshot for many places. But we all can't get those earmarks. So we're going to have to find a way to finance, and potentially, you know, Rhineland has taken a position where we're not going to litigate the issue. We're just going to move on solving it. And solving it might be turning off the water supply. It might be adding filtration, as you mentioned. But it's a very, very expensive endeavor all the way around.
All right. Well, it's not the most uplifting topic to end with, but an important one nevertheless. In the minute that we have left, where can people find you and the work that you're doing?
I'm here in Rhinelander, loving life in the Northwoods. It's a wonderful place to be and to be able to invest my time. Find me on social media, but really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about city and municipal issues with you, and hope that sometime soon I can be watching your show and see some more local folks giving their time and perspectives to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have to get the list of names of other people to try to get on the show, because certainly want, this is a big state, a lot of different stories, a lot of different regions that we got to talk about. So thank you so much for your time today. Just like I said, it flew by. All right. Thank you, Zach Vruwink. And we will be back tomorrow, as goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry.